Hey guys, what's up? It's me, William, the Opinion Updike, with great news. Our friend of the pod,
friend of the pod,
I'm a co-host,
demoted to friend of a pod. My best friend, positive Chuck Mockler's back.
I'm back, guys, from Montana. Feels great.
Yeah?
Yeah, feels good to be back.
You feel refreshed.
Very refreshed.
Ready for the NBA, guys. We got a good show for you today. We're going to start with a general wrap-up of last night's action in the NBA. Today is Tuesday. You know what that means. If you don't, it's Twitter Tuesdays. We talk about what's going on NBA Twitter. And then we're going to wrap up with our Clippers-specific stuff. Chuck's going to give you his OKC preview part two.
Whoop.
Electric Boogaloo. And yeah, that's about it. So if you're a new listener, guys, thanks for tuning in. We're two best friends, super fans of the Clips, coming at you 5 days a week.
Every day.
Every day. Well, every weekday.
Weekends don't count.
Weekends don't count. Every weekday. So if it's your first time tuning in, tune in. If you've already tuned in, keep tuning in, guys. We love you.
We need it.
Before we get started, I just want to say that this episode has been brought to you by Metro Infinity at 821 East Central Avenue in Monrovia. They're just off the 210 in Monrovia. Charles, you don't own a vehicle, correct?
I do not.
Well, I don't either. And the issue is, it's because I haven't been able to find a trustworthy dealer that sells great Infinities.
That makes sense to me.
And you know what? The problem, though, was easily solved. By Metro Infinity. Once again, they're at East 21 East Central Ave in Monrovia. They're the only dealer in California that's family-owned, and they've been in business for over 25 years. And one of my favorite parts about Metro Infinity, if you don't like coming to the dealership, which I don't, you don't, how are we going to get there? It's not a problem. They'll bring the new car to your office, to your work, even to your house, and you can complete the whole transaction. They bring you the paperwork, everything. I think they might even throw in an air freshener.
God, I hope so. I'm smelly.
But if you guys make sure to mention Locked On, they're going to give you another $500 off any car purchase. That's $500 off just for mentioning Locked On, the name of this podcast. So if you're thinking about a new Infiniti or in the market for any new car, like we are, please give them a chance to earn your business. Believe us, you won't regret it. They also have over 50 certified pre-owned Infinitis. You can reach them at 626-599-7510. That's 626-599-7510 or metroinfinity.com. Right now, you can lease a new Infiniti Q50 3.0. It's luxury loaded with navigation for $1,000 down at $325 a month plus tax. That's $1,000 down and a low monthly payment. Plus, mention Locked On, get that sweet $500 off. All right, now jumping into NBA stuff.
What's up, guys? So happy to be back. A lot of stuff happened yesterday. Bucks versus Raptors went down for the battle of the Leastern Conference.
As I'm calling it.
As Will is now calling it. The Bucks crushed them 124-109.
It's kind of crazy, though, because it wasn't like a fair matchup.
It was like a bench battle.
I mean, not completely, but yeah, Leonard was ruled out for rest. Giannis is on concussion protocol. You don't have the two.
It's pretty much like
the two marqueeest players.
100%. Two players that mean so much to that team. Kind of surprised, honestly, that the Bucks won by this many.
I was too. I was also, I mean, everybody talks about the Raptors bench. We've seen the Raptors bench.
Yeah.
Fred VanVleet leading the bench mob for the Raptors. I was thoroughly surprised how deep the Bucks actually are.
I agree.
Looking at the box score for this game, like the scoring distribution was super, like really even. You forget how many like great shooters they have. I also forget how good Chris Middleton is.
I think everyone does.
He's underrated.
Yeah. He's a really good piece to that team.
He was expected to make like a big buzz in the free agent market because his contract is up this coming summer. I think if the Bucks are doing this good though, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, why would he? Or he's just going to sign with the Pacers because they make only good signings.
Yeah, that's true.
So we kind of had, who is, you asked a question in these notes, who's the best in the Eastern Conference?
The Leastern Conference?
Excuse me, the Leastern Conference. I currently, as of this second, said the Bucks. The Raptors do look really good, but they have a few more like garbage team victories.
Okay.
Like they've beat, some of the teams they beat are the Mavs, the Cavs, the Hornets, the Wizards, and the Timberwolves after.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like, I mean, I'm not saying the Raptors aren't good. I think the end of the year, the Raptors might end up being better than the Bucks if Kawhi can stay healthy. But right now, it really kind of looks like the Bucks are hitting their stride.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah.
I think that this might change once the Celtics really start hitting their stride.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But yeah, the Bucks look so great. I'm a big fan of Coach Bud. I liked those Hawks teams, and he's completely transformed this team.
Yeah, it's going really well for them. Elsewhere, the Warriors absolutely destroyed the Bulls. Klay broke Steph's three-point record. He ended with 52 points.
He got that wild gash on his head, too.
Yeah.
And was wearing like a headband for like his last whatever 5 minutes of the game that he played.
Not too much to talk about other than the fact that the Warriors are still clearly the best team in the NBA. KD and Curry combined for 13 assists with plenty of more of those like hockey assists that I'm a huge fan of.
Oh,
I think should count
yeah.
in the NBA. Do you think the Warriors are going to score 200 points at one point this year?
Oh, I don't know. It seems very plausible.
It seems like they might, dude. Like
it seems very
first of all,
plausible.
They had 92 at half, which isn't the record. The record at half is
109, right?
107 by the Suns. 2 years ago, actually. No. That would be so tight. I don't know. Not a whole lot to talk about. Bulls seem like they're in full tank mode, which is fine. Warriors.
I mean, they just aren't that good at defense. They don't have anybody who's like
a stopper.
Yeah.
And they don't need it if you're tanking, so it's perfect. Warriors, I don't know, look unstoppable. They've had a pretty terrifying week.
It was cool that everybody kept feeding Klay.
Yeah, they're an unselfish team that really understands, I don't know, how to be a team.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. Also, how are you not stopping the one guy that's hot?
Yeah.
If you know the ball is
he already has 10 three-pointers at one point. Double team the guy. Timberwolves beat the Lakers 124-120. A lot of talk on NBA Twitter today about LeBron not playing defense for the Lakers.
Interesting.
There was a lot of people really upset about it.
Okay, I'll have to look. I'll have to take another look at this game. I just looked at highlights.
LeBron nearly had a triple-double, 21-10-8. Jimmy Butler.
At what point do you need defense?
You know, who cares? Defense is old. Jimmy Butler with 32-6-4 and a trade-defying 37 minutes.
Are you worried about that? You got to be worried about that usage if you're like tossing your hat in the Jimmy Butler ring.
You would think, but the Rockets want to give him 4 first-round picks, so I evidently know.
It seems like Tibbs is just giving the middle finger to every team hoping to trade for him. Like, I'm going to play him 40 minutes a night.
Yeah, he once played him 48 minutes in a preseason game when he played for the Bulls. Like, I think you for sure are, which is why they haven't really been trading
him. He's got those. You know how they talk about city miles and highway miles? I don't know which one is worse.
City miles are worse.
Yeah, he's definitely got those.
Because it's a lot more stopping.
It's like a rental vehicle. Like that thing's been abused.
100%. That was it. We're gonna see what happens in Lakers land. I think they're probably gonna be fine. It's early in the season. Spurs beat the Mavs in overtime.
Yeah.
Which kind of shocked me. 113-108, joining the 4-2 ranks. You put a note in here. Is 3-8 going to be a bloodbath this year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Always.
How could it not be?
I think it's going to be for the next 10 years, honestly. Luka finished with 31-8, quietly averaging 22-6-4.
Yeah, for the season.
It is quiet. We talked about this. It's because he doesn't play like a sexy game.
It's not the most electrifying.
It's very efficient.
Yeah.
But it's not. Like, if you're a basketball nerd, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's not like highlight reel, though.
For sure. Not like his buddy Dennis Smith Jr. Denver narrowly defeat the Pelicans 116-111. Do you think, are the Pels for real?
I think the Pels are for real.
Yeah, you don't
Denver,
think?
I'm not so sure. Like, they are a fully healthy team, barely beating the Pelicans that are Anthony Davis.
Should have lost to us.
Yeah, they should have lost to us. They had great backcourt performances from Jamal Murray and Gary Harris. They both scored 23. They're twinsies. And yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of worried about the Pels. I was concerned trolling last episode. But like, I don't know how long Iggy is going to be out with this elbow strain. But upcoming schedule, they're playing the Warriors, Blazers, Spurs, and Thunder.
Yikes.
Thunder, you know, will maybe end up being an easy game. We'll talk more about that later. But you got to worry about them, because I do think that the Pels are for real. Denver, I mean, I keep saying it on this pod, I don't think they're for real.
We'll see. Evidently, Denver's getting thrown under the bus. We're crushing those Nuggets, as some people would say. Coming up after this ad, guys, we got a brief segment on Twitter Tuesdays. So this, I mean, we're talking about the Ty Lue firing.
A little bit more, yeah.
A little bit more about it. Reggie Miller had a tweet. What's going on in Cleveland? If you're a coach of any level, don't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Man, so
nobody wants to step into that situation.
No one wants that this job. Reggie Miller's, first of all, I read this totally in Reggie Miller's voice.
Like, can you do a Reggie Miller?
I don't know if I can. Okay. I'm not going to try. Right. I'm not going to
try. We'll save it for later.
Yeah, well, I'm going to work on that. I'll have that for you guys probably next week or something like that. But I think I couldn't agree with this tweet anymore.
Yeah, it seems so dysfunctional.
They fired Lou and the assistant coach.
Yeah.
And they just promoted Larry Drew.
Yeah, who doesn't want the job. who isn't willing to commit to a contract right now in any sort of short-term thing.
And Dan, this note is really interesting. Dan Gilbert has now fired the three most successful head coaches in Cavalier history.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
Not great. And Lou also has the second most playoff wins, which is 41 in franchise history. And this all comes from ESPN stats and info.
Part of me with that is like, I feel like LeBron should be on that list. Like, it should be LeBron's playoff victories as the coach. I know that's an overblown thing, but like Mike Brown should not be number one on the. He should have an asterisk next to his name on this list.
Yeah.
Like, Mike Brown, the only reason that it happened was because LeBron was there, and they're like, oh, Zildjurs Ilgauskas, perfect fit next to LeBron. It's stuff like that.
He gets a bad rap, but I mean, even LeBron acknowledged via Twitter that like he was a part of that championship victory,
for
bringing
sure.
that home to the city that he loved. So
absolutely. But now, if you're a coach, who do you think wants this job?
I can't think of anybody who wants this job.
Here's one. He was recently in the news. Patino.
No way.
Of course we say no way, but this is Dan Gilbert. Like, Dan Gilbert read this tweet and he's like, I'll tell you who wants this job. Rick Pitino. Let's bring him back. He's ready to succeed again.
The pitters,
dude.
And not to bag on Cleveland too hard, like Kevin Love.
It's not Cleveland, it's Dan Gilbert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thoroughly also. Kevin Love's hurt.
Kevin Love is hurt. He's expected to miss a month. I don't know. And Colin Sexton is kind of interesting.
Bad.
I just don't know what's exciting enough about the squad that they have.
I agree, dude.
And maybe if it was a different, I don't know, a different owner, and I don't know if I trust Kobe Altman either.
There's a lot of bad pieces. Like, there's just a bunch of stuff where it's like, this doesn't add up for anyone to want to come here.
Yeah.
Colin Sexton is, I guess, interesting to watch because he's very enthusiastic on defense.
Yeah.
I'm not even necessarily saying that good on defense. He's, like, pretty good. But he does so much of that weird, like, fist clenching and, like he does like a lot of heavy breathing that you can see while he's playing defense, which is dope for Instagram.
He's
got to
stay
like
center, dude.
Yeah, but like, which is dope for Instagram, but it's like, this might have been a bad pick. Who do you think ends up, when do you think they'll hire a new coach? Before the trade deadline?
Maybe.
I'm saying no.
Yeah, I want to say no.
Do you think? I guess the good thing is that they might set the record for the longest interim coach to not end up being the head coach.
Yeah. Except for, I mean, how long? When did the Bucks fire Kidd last year?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I feel like they kind of went a while.
Yeah, that's a good call. Well, maybe it'll turn off the Bucks and they'll draft like the next Giannis or something like that.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Headband Clay was big on Twitter. People really like that vibe. I'm a fan of Headband Clay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he said it made him feel like Jackie Moon, the Will Ferrell's fictional character from the film Semi-Pro.
Man, Will Ferrell can do no wrong with sports movies. It's so weird how they all somehow, in one way or another, become a very popular thing.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Headband Clay. Another thing that happened today on Twitter, Kyrie got a haircut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went to a classic fade. I believe it's a two fade on the sides. It looks good.
Long up top or?
Short up top.
Ooh. I've yet to see this yet. I'm very excited.
The waves look good. I think that's going to probably get him out of his slump. I've seen some tweets saying that Terry Rozier is as good as Kyrie Irving, and I'm not here for that.
No.
I love Kyrie Irving. Terry Rozier, you're a great man, but you, sir, are no Kyrie Irving.
Very true.
That about wraps it up for Twitter Tuesdays. We're previewing the game against the Thunder coming up after this. But first, Will, you and I both love gambling on sports.
Oh, yeah. Can't think of anything I love more.
Other than maybe buying a car from Metro Infinity. But currently, all we do is bet on sports, but it's not as, how you say, convenient and safe as we would like it to be.
No, it can get pretty dicey.
Gets a little dicey here in Los Angeles, but thankfully, our prayers have been answered. Everyone now can join mybookie.com, which will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code ENTERLOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit mybookie online today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use the promo code ENTERLOCKEDON when creating your account to claim the bonus. Will can play, Will can win, Will can get paid. Why can't you? All right, guys. So now, I wasn't here to preview the Clippers game yesterday. I was jet-setting basically internationally from Missoula, Montana, back to Los Angeles. So I've given you some of my quick rundowns. Matchups to watch. So we don't know. Nerlens Noel might not play.
Yeah.
He's questionable. Adams is questionable, but it seems like he's going to play. Last time they played, Adams had 17 and 18.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of terrifying.
Yeah, I included that in my matchup. If both of these guys, either of these guys are playing, it's not really a favorable matchup at the five for us.
Agreed. I think, especially with how Noel seems to be playing.
Yeah.
I'm a weird Noel apologist. I love Nerlens Noel.
Oh, I mean, I would agree.
So, yeah, if he's playing, which doesn't seem like he's going to be, I agree that it's kind of a net loss for us.
Yeah.
But hopefully, if it's just Adams, we got to contain him to less than 17 and 18. They're going to have Westbrook this time. That's my next kind of matchup to watch, is just Beverly and Bradley annoying Westbrook into hopefully some bad decisions. When he gets out of rhythm and gets frustrated, everyone knows he plays poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to see some of that frustrated Russ.
I think that they're a good, both guys are a good foil for Westbrook too. They're great on-ball defenders.
Agitators.
Both, yeah, kind of pretty long.
For sure.
And so yeah, Beverly, I like that matchup.
There's going to be some bad blood. Beverly is the one who caused Westbrook's initial knee injury.
Oh, yeah.
That's been giving him problems, so that'll be interesting. Keys to success. Hey, more vintage Avery Bradley. Keep proving me wrong, Avery. That felt so good to see that. I was temporarily proven wrong by Bradley against that Wizards game. I'm hoping he can carry that performance over. I really am hoping it's not more of a, the Wizards are just terrible and they made Avery Bradley look great.
Maybe you should just keep bad-mouthing Avery Bradley on this podcast and it'll continue to light a fire under
him. I hope so. We know he's listening. We don't know he's listening. That's unconfirmed. But I hope he can really kind of crush it up, I guess, for lack of a better term. He was phenomenal to watch in that Wizards game. Tobio, last time these two teams played, I'm just trying to say it so people start.
Yeah, you got to throw it in.
Interjecting it into their bloodstreams. Had 52 points combined last game.
So great.
Phenomenal. We want to see that. That needs to be around the same number to get the win. My concerns, only real concern is Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen him this year. He got really fired up by Trez during that last game from the bench.
Yeah, what went on with that?
I don't know. I still haven't gotten a lot of info or like been able to find transcriptions or any video of what was said.
Yeah.
Something mad.
Because we watched that whole game and I don't remember that. I don't like remember.
It was like briefly mentioned. Against the Wizards, Sam Cassell mentioned that the strategy was to contain Beal and Wall and kind of let everyone else try and beat us. Have to imagine that's going to be what we do tonight with Paul George and Westbrook. I think we can do it. My score prediction, 119-113 Clippers.
I think 107-115 Clippers.
Get it, dude.
I guess one question. What do you think what do you think is the best weapon to throw at Adams? Boban?
I think Trez.
Okay.
I think maybe middle in the game, if Adams is getting a lot of usage because there's no Nerlens, get Trez out there and just feed Trez the ball kind of away from the post and just body into Adams. It's not Gortat.
Yeah. It's not Gortat.
So you know what I mean? You think Boban?
I think Boban, yeah.
It, I mean, it would make him tired as hell.
Yeah.
Not Boban, Adams, I should be more specific. He did jam on him last time.
He did.
Kudos to Steven Adams for that.
He did.
Maybe the only dunk we will see on Boban ever.
Yeah.
But I hope it's Boban, actually. Now I think I'm switched. I hope Boban tires him out.
Yeah.
Someone had on Twitter saying Boban should start for 10 minutes every game.
I don't know. To me, I think that starting, especially for our team, because it's like so evenly balanced, almost worthless.
For sure. That's a good point, especially at the center position. So let's move on to some Clippers things. Big one for me that was heartbreaking, probably heartbreaking for you. Zendarius Thornwell signed to the G League yesterday.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? What do they know?
Do they know? I don't feel good about it. We're obviously big Sin fans here on the pod.
Oh, we're disciples of the Thorn God.
Oh, yeah. It's just so disappointing because he looked so great in Summer League.
Yeah.
Didn't have the hottest preseason.
Mm-mm.
I think that he still just needs more time. I don't know. He was a good contributing member. Obviously, his offense has a long way to go, but he was a good contributing member last year for a team that really needed his help.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think it's kind of a bummer. Just because I just think it's going to be harder for him to get in the league and like be a strong contributor if he's not playing against elite level competition.
I agree with that for sure. And it also like You know, I guess we have a lot, plenty of guards if our guards go down, but we don't have a lot of defensive guys to back up. So if Bradley goes down or Beverly goes down,
yeah,
there's not really someone who maybe is as good as defensively as Sindarius to step in.
Yeah.
I think it means that Doc listens to the podcast and does the complete opposite of what I say.
Probably.
Which is probably a smart call on his part.
Probably.
Probably going to keep his job that way. I had a very lengthy segment about how I thought Sindarius should start over Bradley. Do you think it means maybe Bradley isn't going anywhere?
I think right now there's no way Bradley's going anywhere.
Yeah, if he's going to play like he did on Sunday, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I don't really see. It's kind of hard from right now to see a scenario in which we trade him.
And like come out really ahead.
Yeah, I just don't know what would be significant enough. I mean, I think best case scenario, you're getting like net neutral player and maybe a second round pick.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was too. Like, great.
Yeah.
Like, that's good. I'm not really sure. It does bum us out. I hope he continues to crush. He has no minutes this year.
Yeah.
For the Clippers, which is truly heartbreaking. That article, there was a great article about a team trip.
From the LA Times.
Yeah.
Apparently, Lou Williams and Patrick Beverley in the offseason organized a team trip to Miami.
They love it. Who wouldn't want to go on that team trip?
Yeah, and the rookies couldn't go because of they have like their own rookie stuff to start the season. But it seems like everyone else showed out.
Yeah, which is great.
They didn't name names, but I'm assuming every single person was there.
I bet Boban drank 15 barrels of beer. I think you measured drinking for Boban like they did for Andre the Giant.
It's in barrels.
The quote from this article is great. The team that gets drunk together, you learn a lot of things quickly. Seems like they learn a lot of good things because they're all still friends.
That's a Patrick Beverley quote. I feel like a really candid quote from someone who hates the media.
Yeah. What do you think getting drunk with Patrick Beverley's like?
I don't know. Did you see...
I think there's a lot of arm wrestling.
Did you see those? There was like an Instagram post from Lou Will did like a his birthday.
His player's ball, dude?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that looks so good.
But it looked like P-Bev was there enjoying it up. You know what? He seems like a fun guy off the court.
Absolutely. He's a guy who can really separate that, I think.
Yeah.
It just maybe wouldn't be fun to be in that initial period where, like, you know, when you get off of work and you come home and you're still kind of like, oh, I'm just decompressing from work. That would not be a fun time to be around Patrick Beverley, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, if he came home, like, you were his roommate, because we're all living together in this situation, and, like, you hadn't have done the dishes.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, God damn! Like, that would not be that fun.
Yeah, and I actually don't think a chill roommate.
Probably not a chill roommate. Very clean.
Very clean.
However, probably not cool with you having parties.
Yeah.
Guys, you're like, I know you guys don't play in the NBA like I do, but I gotta get up tomorrow for the game. A lot of stuff like that. You got anything more you want to say?
I don't know. Just that I like this whole trip, I think, is great. It just emphasizes even more that I love our guys. Love our guys so much.
Absolutely.
Most likable squad in the NBA.
I would agree with that.
Just one other thing from a former Clipper. DeAndre Jordan now is apparently an 87% free throw shooter on 30 attempts.
He said it has something to do with his footwork. What footwork are you using on free throws, dog?
Okay, so I did actually look at some videos from this, and he used to... So he used to do this weird stance where he put both of his feet like parallel, completely in line with one another, like as though they were in a box, slightly closer than hip width. So like not very wide. And it looks like he gets off balance when he dips low into the thing.
Like when you step on an escalator too quick and you're like, whoa, and you might fall back like a stair.
Yeah. And now his feet are staggered with obviously his shooting foot. The foot of his shooting hand behind the other foot, like a normal freaking stance. And what do you know? He's shooting a lot better at free throws.
Truly shocking. shout out to DeAndre. I hope that continues. Maybe he'll be as good as Boban one day. Tomorrow, guys, we're going to have what could have been Wednesdays, as we do every week. And we're going to recap the hopeful victory against the Thunder.
Definite victory.
I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for tuning in, guys.